This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Federal policy making family life miserable for some military families. Nothing complicates the lives of two-income families with kids worse than suddenly losing child care. And at least two U.S. military bases, including Fort Knox and Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune, have suspended their hourly daycare programs because they can't hire new staff quickly enough with the federal hiring freeze under President Trump. The full-day programs have been deemed essential and left intact.
This is definitely not a minor thing to many military families. I've heard from at least one spouse who's having a family member coming up to live with them at Fort Knox to fill the gap on this. But most military families don't have that option. Good luck finding a family member who happens to be free, right, who can come and live with you for an undetermined period of time to take care of your child.
That's Amy Bouchatz, reporter for Military.com and a military spouse, who says these closures have put a significant burden on the military families that rely on the hourly services, but the strain is not unique to the Trump administration.
You know, I would say that this actually is one of these things that's true in the past administration and in this one. What I hear from military families is that they're sort of tired of being used as a pawn in a lot of these different measures and decisions. And that's true on Capitol Hill when it comes to passing budgets and hiring freezes and potential government shutdowns. And that's true coming from the White House as well. Military families are often sort of the unanticipated collateral damage of a lot of these decisions because so much of our lives is dependent on government funding. It's just the nature of the beast. Our child care programs, as we've been talking about, are run by what are essentially government workers. Our grocery stores are run by government workers. It's sort of a perfect storm of real life meets federal policy and legislation. And the result of that is sort of that collateral damage, as I just said, that comes when lawmakers decide to, and the White House decide to take steps that they don't necessarily anticipate will have this direct implication on real people.
And here are some numbers, and you can, you know, confirm these. There are about 230 child care centers worldwide on bases all over where the U.S. flag flies. There are 2,657 vacancies, and the programs that those vacancies are in care for 180,000 children every day.
To make those numbers seem even more shocking, I must add that that's actually just the Army. Just imagine that sort of multiplied. That's just Army kids, not Navy, not Marine Corps, not Air Force, just Army.
So far, you've been spared this, but you're a working journalist. I gather you don't have to worry about your kids right now.
I don't. My kids are in school. I personally do not rely on the child development centers, as they're known at this time, but a lot of people do.
And you can understand the fears of parents in this kind of a situation.
Absolutely. People lie on childcare, and childcare is not a small thing. It's a very stressful thing. You know, speaking as a parent myself, and what I hear from our readers, when you're trying to get childcare for your kid, that's something you labor over. That's something that you worry over. It's something, if it falls through at the last minute, it's sort of this exponential stress. And so having childcare be an iffy topic for military families who, you know, until recently could rely on these programs consistently. What I'm hearing from our military.com readers is that this is a big deal. This is very stressful. Even the implication or the suggestion that their child care center at their base may be subject to this is striking a real sense of discomfort and stress in military families' lives.
Amy Bouchatz is a reporter for military.com and also a military spouse. Amy Bouchatz, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.